New Country Z100, Dierks Bentley, and Tip It Back. Good morning. It's 8:28 this morning, Canton Country Morning Show. And Dierks Bentley is part of a big series of concerts coming up there in St. Louis at the Hollywood Casino, actually on Friday, August the 12th. And that's just one of the things you can bid on, the country mega ticket up there when you attend the DuCoin Youth Club Charity Ball. And I don't know if that's the official name for it, but Dixie Travelstead and Keenan Rice join me in the studio. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Well, I tell you what, Dixie, this is going to be awesome, and I'm actually going to have you share a microphone with Keenan because I just realized we have I need you to do that over there. This one is kind of down at the current time.
Okay.
But Dixie, when I look at the things here that you have for auction at the benefit coming up here very, very soon, I'm astonished. I mean, this is crazy the amount of stuff you have.
We've had a great committee. It takes a lot of us to put this on, and a lot of supporters, a lot of contributors that have supported us over the years. Even you, if you remember, Ken. I mean, you were our master of ceremonies before Keenan took over, so you're familiar with the event, and it's a great thing for the youth club.
I think this is the event that, and I think I said it before, if other organizations are planning a charity event with auction items and things of this sort, they need to send a representative here just to see how it's done, because you all have it planned out right for the DuCoin Youth Club. It's Party at the Gatsby's. Now tell me about that, Dixie.
Well, we just try to come up with a fun theme each year, and we just wanted to make it fun, make it interesting and fun. And one of the neat things that we have a car donated by Greg and Cheryl Bigham. It's a 1931 Chrysler, which will be a perfect backdrop for pictures and photos, and it's a roadster convertible.
Wow.
They're just trying to set the mood for a fun time. And you know, clearly the event's to raise money, but we want people to have fun or they're not going to come back. And so we've been blessed. This is our 28th year for the charity ball, and it supports the youth club, and we've been very fortunate.
28 years.
28 years we started
ago. Okay, no.
It's the longest event of this type in Southern Illinois, and the youth club is the longest continuous programming of its kind in Southern Illinois. So we're really proud of both of that. In our little town of DuCoin, it's awesome to have that kind of support.
I'm trying to think of all the people, all the famous athletes that have gone through the DuCoin Youth Club, you know?
Yeah. Not the least of which is Nick Hill, who is now the head coach for Salukis. Yeah.
And so, Brandon Williams, who's doing the pro day at Northwestern.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking
about... And all these kids, keep in mind, so many of these people they have fond memories of being a part of the youth club. We have a wonderful supporter, gave a huge donation to us this year, and he lives in California. And he said the youth club is such an important thing for people that to support people that, you know, otherwise can't have the services.
Yeah.
And he said it's important to give back. People that are able to give back.
Yes.
You know, and he's leading the way. We are so grateful to Brian Ingram, who went to school, went to the youth club, and is now successful and is giving back to our community.
Well, let me ask you this. When is it? Where is it? How can we go? All that good stuff.
It is this coming Saturday.
Okay.
And it is at the exhibition hall at the DuCoin State Fairgrounds.
Right.
And it's a large event. We still have some room. We always try to leave some extra tables for people that want to come in at the last minute. But it would be very helpful to make reservations by either calling me.
Okay.
Or better yet, emailing. It's dqyc.charityball.
Gotcha.
You know, or dixietravelstead@gmail.com. They're both at gmail.com.
I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to have all of this online at z100fm.com, and then you can share it on the social media, you who are listening in your car right now, because this is one that you want to go to. Yeah. I looked over all of the auction items that you have here, and my goodness, Keenan, I mean, first off, the country mega ticket, I want to start there with that one. That's Miranda Lambert, Keith Urban, Brantley Gilbert, on and on and on, all up there in St. Louis. Wow.
That's a package we've done the last couple of years, and that is an opportunity for somebody to see a ton of concerts, and really, one person can buy it and split it up however they want to. You know,
right.
Just not two people have to go, and there's an option on that. If you want to, you can buy two more tickets at the same price, whatever the bidding price was.
Love it.
There's a lot of autographed memorabilia, some sports memorabilia, Stan Musial, Ozzie Smith, Lou Brock this year. We also have a little package that you'll be familiar with, Kent, partly thanks to River Radio and Z100.
Cool.
We have two nights of stay in the Cool Springs Embassy Suites, which is in Franklin, Tennessee. Two vouchers for the Grand Ole Opry anytime you want to make those reservations. And two things go along with that. We got an Amy Grant and Vince Gill CD we're throwing in for you to listen on the way, and a miniature autographed Vince Gill guitar.
Wow.
That is memorabilia from the charity golf tournament he does every year called the Vinny. So you got some autographed memorabilia from Vince Gill, who we think of as Mr. Grand Ole Opry. And a nice weekend package. Just anything you can think of you'd want to buy. Trips.
We've got a 7-day, it's called a Dream Week vacation to anywhere, anywhere in the world. It's through Interville International Worldwide Travel. So we're really pleased about that. And then we have another week vacation in Playa del Carmen, a 2-bedroom condo. So that's, we've got some really nice packages. When we've got lots of silent auction, we've got super silent. We've done a lot of work.
We needed one more item for the live auction, and they thought, well, what can we do? And I said, well, here's where I can
help.
I have this band.
Yeah.
I have this band.
Absolutely.
And we're not very good, but we're not very bad either.
Right.
So we are having a backyard party.
They're awesome.
Tracy Fenton's cooking barbecue for 50 people. We got some help from Rolling Up, the liquor store. We got some help from Perry County Marketplace to provide the food. Tracy Fenton is cooking and serving, and the We Got It Covered band will set up in your backyard, play for 2 hours. And that's bachelor, bachelorette party, anniversary party, whatever it is you're looking for, graduation party, birthday party, whatever it is, we'll do it. And we're are not cheap.
No.
Is what I'm saying.
What if it was like, okay, your availability, you may already be booked on the 4th of July. You booked on the 4th of July?
Well, we're not booked on the 4th of July at this time, no.
Dates, I mean, you got to get with Keenan here and figure that out when
you want
to do it.
If we're already booked, there'd be some brides that would be pretty upset if we jumped ship on their wedding to do this. But availability is an issue, but we definitely, we think it's a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
You got beer, barbecue, and We Got It Covered band in your backyard, and that's a package you can do there. That's a pretty good deal, I think, too.
Well, we're going to get this all on here at Z100FM.com and how you could participate. It's this Saturday night, the Expo Hall up in DuCoin. Maybe it's a last-minute thing. You need a date night.
At the DuCoin State Fair.
Would be awesome. Hall. Yeah. All right. What time do doors open, Dixie?
The doors open at 5:30. And then the price of the tickets is the price of the reservations is $40 a person, and that includes appetizers, dinner, all of your drinks, you know, the alcohol, beer. St. Nick's is providing their craft beer as well this year, which is something new, as well as the regular beer. I mean, so it's everything, and a wonderful variety of desserts, and a band. And I mean, you can't go anywhere.
You're playing Keenan?
Well, we've done it 4 years in a row. This year we have the Downstate Music Company, which is, I don't know if you've heard them. They're unbelievable. My lead guitar player Bob Marlowe is involved in the band, and Kevin Piper, who works with us a lot as a singer, and they play blues, they play your horn music, classic rock, Motown, you know, you're gonna hear Huey Lewis in the News, that type of stuff. They are really perfect for an event like this, especially if we're going back to the Roaring 20s.
Absolutely.
Not that they play 20s music, but they definitely ain't playing 90s country.
I understand.
They're playing a lot of that 70s and 80s music that everybody loves, and I think for a crowd that is, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s, this is going to be the best band ever. So it's going to be great entertainment.
You say 40. Actually, we've got, every year we have new people, so we've got a lot. As I begin, I do the reservations.
20s to 80s, probably.
It's a wide spectrum. We usually have around 500, give or take, 500 to 600 people.
Wow.
So it's a lot of, just a big variety, and everybody. Well, everybody usually has fun. That's why they come back.
Absolutely. Hey, hats off to you both. And Dixie, I know you've got an army of volunteers that would take us 4 hours to thank. But a lot of folks come together. You guys spearhead the charge here to make sure that kids have some place to go after school have a lot of activities that they can participate in, make some well-rounded individuals, and it's a wonderful cause to get behind.
I want to emphasize, too, like I said, this is not just Keenan and me. This is our committee.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And we have just, they've gone above and beyond. And also the staff at the youth club, they are, I mean, we raise the money, but they make sure the money is well used.
Absolutely.
So it really is a complete effort. It's not just me and it's not just Keenan. It's all of us.
Yeah, well, that is true. And you all do a wonderful job.
We're the
too.
Spokespeople. Okay. We're the talkers.
That's fine and dandy.
I'm not as good as the last MC, obviously.
Well, let me tell you something.
Guy. You know what I'm saying?
That's okay. But you know what? I was wondering because you made it to American Idol. I have the screenshot saved on my phone.
Yes.
I remember seeing that as you were cheering on Amelia Eisenhower. How is that? How is the fame treating you now since, I mean, the Idol?
Well, I'm going to be setting up doing an autograph and picture booth. At the event. That's one of the things. You know, a lot of times if you can have a picture with your date if you go to an event like this. For this particular event, I'm going to be in the middle of you and your date, and you can I'll autograph every picture that's printed out, and it's going to say Keenan Rice from American Idol fame.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just riding the coattails of Amelia Eisenhower. You know, right. I don't have a lot to offer myself, but boy, do I have talented friends.
In front of the car.
In front of the classic car.
Awesome deal. Dixie, Keenan, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Kent.
All right, don't miss out on this. It's Saturday night up in DuCoin at the Fairgrounds, the Expo Hall. We'll have all the details for you at z100fm.com before I get out of here today.